In September 2020, 37-year-old Rose was identified as a potential beneficiary of our PDP, Prison Decongestion Program, during an outreach conducted by the Bundibugyo Center at Bundibugyo Central Police Station. Rose had been arrested on theft charges, and after the outreach, the center took it upon itself to apply for her bail, which was granted in October 2020 and a hearing date set. However, before the hearing of the prosecution case, Rose raised a complaint against the complainant, Joseph, pseudonym, for continuously intimidating her and trying to coerce her into selling her plot of land that's located in Nyahuka Town Council. In November 2020, the center tried to mediate the matter in the presence of the local leaders, but the mediation was not successful. After the mediation, Rose stood her ground and refused to sell her land, but Joseph did not back down. He further deployed community members to falsely testify against Rose in an effort to make her look unstable or out of control. Rose felt trapped and tried to retaliate, which worsened the situation as Joseph used that opportunity to press 2 assault charges against her, and she was remanded at Kyenjojo Government Prison. The center continued to stand by and represent Rose and helped her secure her second bail 7 consequent release in December 2020. With support from UN Women and Embassy of Sweden, the Bundibugyo team tirelessly intervened in Rose's situation, and finally in April 2021, the case was dismissed for want of prosecution after the complainant failed to produce substantial evidence. Additionally, the complainant and his associates stopped harassing Rose after witnessing her legal team's determination. Currently, Rose utilizes her land and lives peacefully without having to look over her shoulder. A woman was saved from violence and recovered her land, which was all made possible with the outstanding support from our partners, JLOS, UN Women and Embassy of Sweden.